With OTAs coming just a week away, we thought it would be a good idea right here on Giants.com to give you a look at how some of the Giants' position battles have been changed and altered since that 2015 NFL draft. Today, we're going to take a look at the defensive line. And when the Giants came to pick in the third round of the draft, they were very excited to find Owamabe Odighizuwa still on the board to give them a chance to pick him at a UCLA. He's a true 4-3 defensive end that should be able to help the team in a number of different areas in 2015. He has the versatility to not only play defensive end, but also move inside to play that 3 technique and pass rush from defensive tackle in passing situations, much the same way Justin Tuck was able to do when he was here. But he's going to have some stiff competition at defensive end. The Giants have 3 veterans on the roster that have started in this league. Of course, you have Jason Pierre-Paul. We know about him. Robert Ayers was having a very successful season last year before injuring his pec. He should be 100% for spring workouts. Then you have George Selvie, who the Giants brought in this offseason. Demontre Moore is going into his 3rd season. The Giants believe he could have a breakout year as a pass rusher. Then you have second-year player Kerry Wynn, who will also have a very big opportunity to earn a lot of playing time for the Giants in 2015 after coming on strong at the end of last season. At tackle, it's similarly jammed. You have Jonathan Hankins, who had a big breakout year last year. Kenrick Ellis was brought in from the Jets, a big run-stopping defensive tackle. Then you have veterans like Colin Jenkins and Marcus Kuhn. Don't forget last year's 3rd-round pick, Jay Bromley, who expects to step in and play a big role this year. It should be great competition, and on the defensive line, we'll see who makes it out of spring practice and training camp. Stay tuned to Giants.com for all the coverage. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Schmelk. We'll see you next time.